Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WeWork's board of directors could meet later this week when some members reportedly working to oust the company's CEO. This comes as the company is preparing for its IPO. Taylor, tell us about the CEO, why some board members aren't happy.
Yeah, this is very interesting, Rebecca, and it ranges from a whole host of problems. On one side, we can take a look at the financials. So you have a CEO who is a great visionary and a great leader, but as you take a look at the company, they're spending $1.75 for every $1 they make. So there's been some criticism, not only about, you know, the way in which he's been spending money within this company, but then also perhaps some of his leadership style. There's been some criticisms about they're holding spiritual meetings, you know, instead of sort of just trying to get down and actually running the business. And so it's very interesting as we take a look at the saga that continues to unfold around WeWork. The latest now is one of the largest investors, Rebecca, which we've now spoken about so many times, which is SoftBank. They are now meeting with another big investor, that's Benchmark Capital, and the board of directors to sort of figure out the future of who could run this company. Now, we do know that SoftBank has two representatives on the board of WeWork, and Benchmark Capital has one representative on the board of WeWork. So they're starting to figure out now, if a deal gets done, does that mean that it will only get done if Adam Neumann, the CEO, steps down? A lot still, could happen. I think this story changes every day, Rebecca.
Is this a matter of perhaps WeWork trying to do its IPO a little bit sooner than it was ready?
That is a very interesting point. I have been speaking with analysts who say a lot of these private companies are actually staying private too long, that their valuations are getting way too big, and then they've been sort of enabled, if you will, by all of the money in the private markets, that they haven't been prudent fiscally. Then they try to come to market at WeWork's example, a $47 billion valuation, and the public markets have really been scrutinizing this company's financials and saying, we don't see where the math works. And maybe they actually should have come to market a few years ago when we could have really done the due diligence on the company. Now, at this massive $47 billion valuation, the public markets are saying, we don't see it. They're really now just valuing the company at a $10 to $15 billion valuation. So there is a lot of talk about the timing, and perhaps maybe, as you alluded to, WeWork should wait and maybe just IPO next year. We know that the general markets have been very volatile this year. The tech IPO markets and companies trying to come from a private to a public company has been very volatile. You've had a lot of successes, but you've had a lot of failures, if you will. And so that certainly does raise the question about timing. We do know that that valuation number of $47 billion is very important because the biggest backer of WeWork, which is SoftBank, they've put in more than $10 billion in this company. So if WeWork comes to market at only a $10 billion valuation, SoftBank's going to have to write down the value of WeWork on its books. That's something they don't want to do. So they're really trying to figure out how do they also, and how do a lot of these early investors now finally be able to make money on this company that hasn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.